Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Feel like it's been way too long since we had a surprise return in wrestling. I mean, here I am, and it's been over 7 days. I mean, what a pile of crap. I am, of course, joking. And let's not pretend otherwise. Before the end of the year, we're probably going to get Daniel Bryan, probably going to get Bray Wyatt, probably going to get Buddy Murphy. We're probably going to get Ruby Riott. It's frankly absolutely ridiculous. Anywho, there is one last piece of the puzzle we do need to discuss, because it's just so damn interesting when it comes to the return of CM Punk, and that maybe, just maybe, WWE got into a little bit of a panic when it was going down. Why? Here's why. So what is the deal? Simple. While Becky Lynch was always planned to come back at SummerSlam, that had been in the books for a while, not the fact she was going to walk to the ring and beat Bianca Belair in 25 seconds. Somebody came up with that on the day, or so it is said. When it comes to Brock Lesnar, or Brockus Lesnar, it is very different, because this just stinks of last minute, or so says the latest edition of the Wrestling Observer newsletter. Because in this, Uncle Dave Meltzer tells us that people close to the situation had essentially said these words, and that there are a number of reasons for it. And we're going to go through all of these reasons, but the main one, of course, is CM Punk. Because if you dig through all of this information, there are also some hints that Fox, who of course airs SmackDown, were a little bit upset that WWE wasn't making a bigger play to try and get CM Punk back with them. And of course, we know that CM Punk and Fox have a good relationship because they work together on WWE backstage. And given that they're a massive business partner of World Wrestling Entertainment, they were probably like, hey, this guy got loads of buzz before. He's going to get loads of buzz again. What the hell are you doing? And why are you holding your hand like that? And of course, everybody deep down knows the deal between WWE and CM Punk. And now that he's in AEW, I'm going to do what you should never do in the world of professional wrestling and say it is never going to happen. So I'm not saying never say never. I am saying never. I don't think you'll ever see WWE and CM Punk working together again. That is the key word in all of this too. Not never, but buzz. And I'm sure that Fox gave all this to WWE. And they're like, no, dude, bro, don't worry about it. Because apparently they're Matt Riddle. We've got Becky Lynch up our sleeve, which of course is a big deal. Let's not pretend otherwise. But the powers that be just wanted more. And they wanted as much ammunition as possible. So when you can't get CM Punk on the phone, you ring Brock Lesnar. And he must have been laughing his ass off. Literally, his ass was going, ha, 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 ha. Because he was already going to get a bunch of cash. But now, apparently, he's only signed on for 8 matches. And it wouldn't surprise me if WWE offered him $10 million, which by my maths would equate to $1.25 million per match. Let's never pretend that Brock Lesnar isn't the smartest professional wrestler ever. That dude knows his worth. We should all try and be more like him. Also, that's a guess by me. That's a guess. I'm just making it up. I have no idea of the big sack of money that Brock got, but I bet if he poured it into a vat, he could swim around it like Scrooge McDuck. So all of this then becomes twofold, because of course, on the one hand, of course you want to appease Fox, why the hell wouldn't you? But two, you also want to have some surprises of your own. But the fact that CM Punk going to AEW hit the domino so that Brock Lesnar came back to WWE, well, who the hell had called that one? As I always say, if I had told you this even back in June of this year, you would have just beaten the hell out of me, and then other people in the area would have heard what I've said, and they would have run in, and they would have beaten up me too, and the judge, when we went to court, because it's illegal, you can't do this, would have gone, what? He said this was going to happen, and you would have all been spared jail, and now I'd be like, excuse me, can I have some kind of respite? But the answer would be no, because that's just how life works. What a tangent. Because that's just an episode of The Twilight Zone waiting to happen. How can one of these things trigger the other? It baffles the brain, but this is why I love pro wrestling. This panic button was pushed harder as well because, of course, the summer of John Cena was over and he was going back to Hollywood. And it takes all of 10 seconds to go on Google and find this out. But he ensured that more people went to live shows. As ever, his merchandise sold like hotcakes. But he also brought that incredible atmosphere to WWE as fans went back into venues that made it feel like the best show in town. People were over the moon to see him, and the increase in star power was obvious. So WWE was like, okay, well, we need to replace star power with star power. So instead of, you know, building brand new stars, why would we do that? They brought back the Beast. The only sad thing about all of this, because I'm always pleased to see Brock, is that it does feel like we're going to do Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns at the Saudi Arabia show in October 2021. And that just isn't something that I want to see. I'm all up for the feud, as I've already stated, especially because the roles are going to be reversed. But how many times have Brock and our tribal chief, oh, we bow down to you, fought at a flipping crown jewel? Just kind of makes you feel a little bit crap. Some of the wrestling people too have said it's quite clear that this was a last minute decision, because when you looked at Brock Lesnar, he didn't appear to be in shape. And I'm sorry, I cannot handle that one. I felt like we needed to address it here because it was all over social media a couple of days ago. Are you crazy? Have you forgotten what being in shape means? If you went to stand next to Brock Lesnar right now, you would feel like a child, like a baby. No, you'd feel like a fetus. That right, the unborn baby that is still in your mother's womb. So you wouldn't have even been born. You basically wouldn't have life, and Brock Lesnar would have still towered over you. Doesn't make sense. I should have gone the other way. Point is, Brock Lesnar is, I won't even get into it. I won't get into this argument. It was one of the dumbest things. Brock Lesnar, not in shape. I can't even finish my sentences. What I'm really fascinated by is what happens next. Because if WWE is counteracting everything AEW does, or when they do things that gets the fans excited, then what the hell happens when Daniel Bryan comes in, which, let's face it, is definitely going to go down. You've also got all the other people already mentioned, but does WWE have something in the back of their head that they plan to execute? And it's not going to come from the indie scene, because if you've been keeping an eye on all of that news, apparently WWE's new edict is if you are working outside of WWE right now, they're not interested in you, and they would rather find brand new recruits that are athletes and teach them the WWE style. And I know, that means you're more likely to be hired by WWE if you've never done any wrestling, as opposed to being passionate and living your dream out there on the indie circuit. But just try not to think about it, because your brain will start to melt and then you'll crumble. But let's say that Bray Wyatt does debut in All Elite Wrestling in November. I don't know, and Daniel Bryan's there in September, and they've got Buzz again, there's that word. I mean, do you call Hulk Hogan? I mean, that may work for 1 week. Do you call The Undertaker? I think that's actually going to piss a lot of people off, given the documentary and how he walked out on everything. I don't even know what the hell they do. And yes, there's always The Rock. And before this Brock Lesnar decision, everyone was going, oh, he's going to come back at the Survivor Series. But man, they were rumors at best. And will he come back to fight Roman Reigns at next year's WrestleMania? Probably, or maybe the WrestleMania after that. But if he is planning to do it in 2022, then I doubt you're going to see him on Raw or SmackDown or any other pay-per-view until 2022. And I'm not trying to act any other way either. The Rock is the biggest one of the bunch. Of course he is. He's barely The Rock anymore. He is Dwayne Johnson, Hollywood superstar. Everybody wants to know what the hell he's going to do. You know who this rocks for the most, though? Us, the fans. And I know there's some individuals out there who have picked a side and they're not going to budge. And hey, man, you do whatever the hell you want to do. But as someone that enjoys Raw, SmackDown, Impact, Rampage, Dynamite, New Japan, and all of these things, I love that I can now tune into every single show. And I don't know what's going to happen. I'm always a little bit unsure, am I going to be surprised? And more importantly than all of this, it makes me excited about the entertainment experience I'm about to witness. I think wrestling right now is more exciting and more interesting than maybe it's been in 2 decades. That makes me feel all warm and fuzzy in my tum-tum, and it makes my passion go in this direction, also known as up. Oodalally. And I honestly think the longer you can keep this going, the more fans you will get, because people talk, we're human beings. And if somebody came up to you in the street right now, that'd be a bit weird, but let's say a former friend, they're like, oh man, CM Punk can work, and Brock Lesnar can work, and Becky Lynch can work, and I love watching it so much. They're gonna want a piece of that pie. They're gonna want to feel that pump too. So maybe we are on the cusp of something. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed that we are, because remember, the more people watching wrestling, the better.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.